I don't know, it just doesn't click with me. I just kind of thought, oh look, it's a guy in a mask, I don't care.
I didn't like this segment that much.
Tozawa to the top! Tozawa, nobody home!
If I find myself looking at my phone during 205 Live, that's a bad sign.
The champion scrambling! Can he lock it in? There it is! The rings of Saturn locked in center of the ring by the champion! Oh! Slingshot spear by Gargano! Back press!
Week 2 of Week in the Universe, where we cover 205 Live and NXT. You know, he's the kind of guy that if I saw him at an indie show, I'd be like, awesome!
McIntyre coming off the rope!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to part 2 of Week in the Universe, where we discuss NXT and 205 Live. And believe it or not, we have a returning guest. As Aaron Berry, Dexter Critchman is back again. Yes!
Oh, poor Aaron. Aaron is going to get a complex. Thank you for having
You're
me back.
You're never coming on this podcast. Do you understand me?
Oh, this is mine!
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
No, he's not. He's not sorry at all. In fact, before we started recording, he said that you were... You're like gay men.
No. Although, to be fair, one note on Aaron Berry. Good luck. Hopefully she says yes. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. Best of luck, pal. All jokes aside, I know exactly what you're talking about because he's spoken to me. And, to be honest, who isn't going to get it after that whopper clue? I hope she says yes. Unless the other option is, would you like to take my virginity? Excuse me. Jesus, this podcast has started like a car crash, hasn't it? See, what Dexter Critchman comes on this podcast, and your plans, your professionalism, you can all get them out of the fucking window. Have a fucking podcast.
Excuse me, as Cactus Jack music plays.
That's Mick Foley, not Cactus Jack.
Oh, well.
Cactus Jack's was... Come on, man. Come on. We brought you on here because you're supposed to have wrestling knowledge and you don't even know Cactus Jack's theme. Explain yourself.
For some reason, I thought Cactus Jack's music was that one. I you know completely forgot Richmond? That.
You never fail to disappoint the fan base.
Anyway.
You deserve abuse. The purple brand. You deserve it. You are the Aaron Berry of this podcast. Kaboom.
Ow. But Aaron Berry is Aaron Berry already.
Just to be uber heel, I hope she says no. Because you suck.
No.
No. British heels for the win. Hashtag long live the villain. Now, all I need is an umbrella and a fur coat, and we are well away. Dexter Critchman is so shell-shocked. Wake up, Dexter. It's a podcast. Wake up, you fucking cunt.
I'm here. Wow.
Feel sorry for me. I'm going to have to fucking sift through this edit pretty hardcore in the beginning.
Yes, I'm feeling sorry for you too, but Jesus Christ. Anyway. This is a train wreck. Do we want to start from the top?
No, we do not want to start from the top, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's time that we discuss 205 Live before this gets really out of hand.
Yes, let's get on with it.
Lesson number 2. There's more than one way to win a match. You understand me?
I'm not playing a gentleman. I am a gentleman.
I have laid waste to pretender.
So, Dexter Critchman, you watched 205 Live, and you also watched NXT this week. So, 205 Live, let's talk about the most important thing to come out of 205 Live, and that is the fact that Drew Gulak wears tiny pants. This segment is incredible! How about Chris Angle on 205 Live? Oh, do you know what? Now, I mentioned on part one of Week in the Universe, and people have been waiting for my input. So here it is. On part one of Week in the Universe, I hinted at one of my biggest ideas for improving 205 Live, and that is main roster interaction. Getting people onto this show that are recognizable, that fans can get behind, that they enjoy. As much as I hate Enzo Amore as an overall entity, he brings eyeballs and he brings interest to the product. Now, more interaction, please. And what better way to do this than by bringing on arguably the two most hilarious and popular guys from SmackDown to come out and, let's be honest, they were sexually harassing Drew Gulak at one point.
Yes.
Fandango was rubbing his face against his face. It was weird and uncomfortable. More than hilarious. It was very much like every relationship I've ever been in. Uncomfortable, but yet very snappy dressed. Very well done. Yeah, it's that bad. This was an absolute knockout. This was fucking hysterical. Tell me you enjoyed Breezango and Drew Gulak.
I love this. This was, like you said, amazing, but incredibly uncomfortable. It's just...
Read him his rights, Breezy.
Fuzzy handcuffs.
Yeah, the fuzzy handcuffs. Do you know what? This would have been 4 to 5 genders for me, just alone with the Drew Gulak portion when he was going through his incredible PowerPoint presentation. Because Dexter,
they gotta get interrupted.
Nothing says entertainment like a PowerPoint presentation. I think we need to have these every week. They're fucking awesome. However, no megaphone, so I'm going to deduct a gender. No megaphone means -5 stars. Unacceptable. I demand more megaphone. More megaphone. More sirens. Just all the fucking carny bollocks. And this was the absolute amalgamation of two incredible comedic forces. These are the two most entertaining facets of wrestling for me in terms of comedy and comedic presence. And to have them interact so well, and Drew Gulak, when he got handcuffed, he started running away. Chasing him around. I honestly, please insert the Benny Hill music and go from there. It's amazing. And reading his rights, you know, you have the right to a fashion consultant. And my God. You know, we were lamenting the fact that for 2 weeks running now, we haven't had the fashion files on SmackDown. This completely has solved all of that for me. Well fucking done, 205 Live, for once again providing me with hilarious entertainment.
Agreed.
We're not the only ones who enjoyed it. Yes, we have interaction. Or we will do when I have the right Twitter account up. God damn it.
Well done, so Beast. We are. Way to fail.
Shut your mouth. There we are. So, way to fail. I'm sorry. Shall we go through the colossal amount of errors you have made over the last few months? I think not. Shut your mouth. Now then. At heel Nick Payne. Breezango. Yes. Fandango oozes charisma and Breeze is a perfect partner. I'm not Captain Underpants, LOL. I can't write how much I love this segment, but poor Drew. I hope he gets through his PowerPoint. WWE have done very well this week. Yeah, I echo that sentiment entirely. He is fucking awesome. Absolutely. I just can't get over how fucking enjoyable the segment was. This, for me, was probably... Do you know what? It was even better than the 5-star 5-way match from last week, in my opinion. This was literally the best wrestling I have seen in months. No, that's me trolling. You can't really say it's better than a 5-star match, but do you know what? For entertainment value, this just hit a spot, and it made me feel all warm and fuzzy. It made me realize why I still watch wrestling, even though I'm 32. I thought, this was fun. This was enjoyable. This is the kind of stuff that makes people giggle. And this is also the kind of stuff that probably gives Jim Cornette a whopping great seizure at home every night.
And we can all appreciate that. But there's...
We can appreciate a man having a seizure, apparently. Anything else on 205 Live? Nah, let's go to NXT. Fuck it.
Wait, what?
So there are two other major talking points for me. One is TJP versus Rich Swann in the rubber match, which, frankly, was fucking amazing.
The rubber match was amazing. I'm happy it's over.
Yeah, this was where they should have left it. There was kind of a begrudging respect, so obviously going forward, we're not going to be getting too much more of the interaction. Well, do you know what? Just make them a tag team or find something else for them to do. Find something else for them
someone
to do.
Someone else.
But the match was great. loved the match. Heel Nick Payne agreed. Nick Payne loved this match. He thought it was an excellent match. And I think we concur. It's hard because normally I'd say this was like a ball busting match and I'd be screaming to the high heavens about it. But the problem was that I saw that fucking five way from last week and I'm still trying to recover. It was incredible. And it didn't matter what match you put out here, unless, of course, it was a Kenner from Hell. It just wasn't going to gain the same level of traction.
Goddamn Kennel from Hell.
Yeah, I know, right? Arguably the greatest five-star match ever.
Oh, my God. No. No.
What? No. It was actually one of our mid-card matches of the week on Manic Mondays. Poor Dexter. Ooh. He doesn't know what hit him. It's 10:54 at night here. It's 4:54 in the afternoon there. And it doesn't matter what you do. Poor old Dexter is still shell-shocked. Come back to us, Dexter. Come back to us.
Talk to us about some wrestling. I'm here. Let's not mention probably the worst match in existence.
Moving on, we have an angry British gentleman who is now a heel on 205 Live. Jack Gallagher beat 10 bells of shit out of Cedric Alexander at the end of his match with the Brian Kendrick. Much to Brian Kendrick's delight, it would seem. So Jack Gallagher has found his way to the dark side, along with William III.
I have a question. I can appreciate him turning heel. Where are they going to go with him on this?
Yeah, the problem is that there aren't many very strong baby faces on 205 Live.
Right.
Oh, dear. Let's be honest. Drew Gulak, fantastic heel. Neville, fantastic heel. The best in the world. All the faces just feel soft, don't they? You got Cedric Alexander, who's kind of, you know, he's an amazing wrestler, but he feels a little cookie cutter. You got Grand Metalik, who doesn't really have anything going on other than the fact that he looks like a giant fucking Cadbury's fucking tin foil boiled sweet. I don't know what the fuck's going on with his crazy boiled sweet wrapping uniform thing that he wears. Yeah, so Rich Swann, he just comes across as uncomfortable. His character's a little bit seedy and a little bit weird. In places, his promos come across as a bit... He's always got that weird smile on his face as well. He just comes across as a bit, you know, cringy. A bit weird. A bit uncomfortable in a lot of ways. I'm sure he doesn't mean to, but it's just the presentation of his character is not great. So yeah, there's just a plethora of poor faces in this company. Akira Tozawa is probably the only real top-tier face they have. Jack Gallagher, the one thing I will say is evil stare down to a T. Brits make for fantastic villains. They just have this look about them. It was quite the shell shocker. Although, once again, have you noticed how Neville never seems to be on 205 Live anymore? Or if he is, he's always backstage poking fun at something. He's the best wrestler in the world. Or he's definitely up there as one of the best in WWE, no question. I get the impression that they're running house shows, Raw house shows during SmackDown. So they keep sending Neville to these shows along with Tozawa or maybe somebody else. Because let's be honest, if Neville's on your card, then you're guaranteed one top quality wrestling match every night. And I think they care so little about 205 Live as an overall entity that they're quite happy to sacrifice Neville, the champion, and send him on a Raw show. Because bearing in mind, Raw ties in with 205 Live, doesn't it? So
right.
I wouldn't be surprised if Neville has had like 550 different types of matches with Kalisto on a Raw house show, because that's apparently a bigger draw than him being actually on the goddamn live product.
Which is sad, because quite honestly, I'd love to see him, you know, drawing with all the new heels that have been forming. Basically, he left, it became Heel City, he's going to come back, and he's going to be like,
yeah, why does everybody agree with me?
Right.
Why is all of a sudden is everybody swinging umbrellas around and coming to my aid? It's very, very strange. Yeah, he's basically going to come back to like a gothic version of Mary Poppins and wonder what the fuck's just happened. It's kind of fruity. Kind of fruity. 205 Live this week, actually, overall was kind of... It was just a real mixture of things. It was more... Did you notice it was more entertainment-based than it was wrestling-based?
Which is weird.
They normally have two really solid matches every week. Possibly. I know there's a plethora of writers. I mean, oh, dear.
I'm not touching it anymore. Done touching them. Done touching
them. Phrasing. I'm not touching it anymore should be the catchphrase to this fucking podcast. I might just have that as the name of it. Chapter 27.2. I'm not touching it anymore.
Oh my God.
This isn't even a podcast at this point. It's just carnage.
To be fair, part two does need a bit more boost in the downloads, so.
Oh, does it now?
Wasn't now it suffering you know compared this? To part one?
It was, but it's been quite an update recently.
Oh, fair enough.
Probably because I've been on it. Wait a minute, I've been
You're on
every podcast.
All of them.
I am. You know why? Because I'm Captain No Days Off, goddammit.
Apparently.
Unlike,
anyway.
Unlike, what do you mean? There's no apparently about it, motherfucker. There have been 54 podcasts, and I have been the host of every single one because I love the listeners, mate. I don't bolt on them for anything. I'm looking at you, Raymond Ayers, and I'm especially looking at Captain Critchman over here. Yay, dead air. That sells a podcast.
I have no response to it.
No,
I have no
you don't
real
have
response,
a response to it. You get back in your kennel from hell.
Well, to be fair, I could have been on the podcast a little bit sooner, but you didn't want me here.
Nope, you got your ass benched, so think yourself lucky you're still back here. In fact, think yourself lucky you're still alive, because soon Donald Trump's going to press a button and you're all going to be Chinese. Oh, wait, North Korean.
Let's not talk about that. I have not
You're all
going to
be
moving
eating
on.
Dogs. Oh, North Korea's going to bomb the shit out of you first while we just
and
stand
actually,
there in the middle going, hey, guys, what's going on?
Side note, if you want a real nightmare, watch Squirrel and Hedgehog.
What the fuck is that?
North Korean propaganda cartoons.
Oh, is that like those, like the Russian ones with the hedgehog? You know, on Family Guy, they took the piss out of it, and it's like a porcupine or some shit, and they went, do you want to see a Russian cutaway gag? Sure, why not? And he goes, here is a Russian cutaway gag, and it's just like some really angry hedgehog, porcupine thing screaming at the TV.
Would you like to see a Russian cutaway gag?
Yeah, sure.
Here is Russian cutaway gag.
Какой дурак придумал бутерброд с трикопразом для Миксарски? Они хулиган! Они бездельник!
Yeah, it's actually not a reference to Russia. It's a reference to North Korea and the propaganda that they're feeding the North Koreans. But anyway, moving on.
Well, it's not all they're feeding the North Koreans. Dogs? Anyway. Oh, please, South Korea, don't get all fucking cringeworthy on me now. You eat just as many dogs as they do. It's Labrador fucking Central over there.
Moving on.
This really is. Yeah, moving on. So, yeah, 205 Live as a whole. Was there anything else to discuss in terms of 205 Live?
No.
Other than that whopping great noise in the background? What the fuck
that
is
would
that?
Be a, that would be a dickhole on a motorcycle.
Who's driving literally a rubbing. Fucking Harley Davidson during this podcast?
Not me. Apparently the Undertaker's coming to take my soul. Be right back one
the
second.
The end is here!
Okay, he's gone now. Moving on.
There he is. Fucking arsehole. Go and chase him down and shoot him. That's what Americans do best. Anyway, so 205 Live. What else happened? Anything? Anything else? Anything?
Not really.
So yeah, Nick's overall thought, Cedric belongs on the main roster.
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't really agree. I did not see Gallagher turning heel. It was awesome. He looked so evil at the end. Yes, he fucking did, my friend. Thank you very much for your interactions. You were the only person who spoke to us about 205 Live.
You're right. We need to actually get some more faces down in 205 Live because everyone's turning heel. We are into the place where Neville's going to actually come back and be on the show, and he's not going to have anybody to go up against.
Two names. Kalisto, Apollo Crews.
Yes and yes. Very
both
much.
Both are 205
yes
or
yes.
less. Both are doing jack shit on Raw. Get them on fucking 205 Live. Get some fresh faces up in here. And if needs be, ram raid NXT as well, because they're heaving with guys that are under 205 pounds.
Right. Pull up Johnny Wrestling. Pull up Johnny Wrestling. He's basically doing fuck and all.
Gargano. Yeah, he is, but basically saving him, aren't they, until Ciampa's ready to go. But, hell, you could have him just tip up for a couple of weeks. They used Oney Lorcan on this show before. Why the fuck not?
Right.
So yeah, speaking of NXT talents, should we get into a bit of Yellowbrand?
Yes, please.
All right, let's insert the music.
You are not NXT! We are NXT!
We tried to do it your way, and what did I get? Nothing!
Oh my God! He's out of cold! It's out of cold!
What the hell?
NXT this week. I mentioned to you before the podcast started. Good, not great. A severe Agreed. Lack of main event talent on this show. There was no Drew McIntyre. There was no Roderick Strong. There's no Bobby Roode, obviously, who's moving on to pastures greener. This show...
No Ono.
No Ono, who, incidentally, is actually in Newcastle this weekend, if you can believe that, in England. He's been lent to an independent show so that he can be in the main event of that. I wish I was going, because Chris Hero is God. My biggest takeaway from this show is Iconic versus Dexter's favourite new wrestler, Ruby Riott, and my always favourite wife, Nikki Cross.
I wouldn't say she's a new favourite. I've seen her to and fro, but I did enjoy the match.
Yeah. Nikki Cross from Sanity teasing an alliance with Ruby Riott of sorts, tipping up, beating the shit out of him, and then leaving Ruby Riott to pick the bones of their decaying Iconic corpses. Good match. Fun, entertaining, but I'm more curious about the dynamic going forward than I am anything else.
Right. The match was 3.5 stars. It wasn't a, amazing match. Very serviceable match. Nothing really wrong with it, just nothing spectacular on it. And the story was, well, okay then.
Yeah, that summary of the match that you just gave is basically me in bed.
Oh, God.
3.5 stars.
One branded dark humor to another one.
Give me some links, baby. I'm going in the women's division on NXT. It feels like they're relying quite heavily on Ruby Riott and Nikki Cross more so than anything else. Iconic seem to be at the front of a lot of these things, but losing Asuka and with Ember Moon not seeming to be on the show as much, and with the Mae Young Classic going on, maybe they've deliberately kept the women's wrestling on a back burner to try and emphasize the Mae Young Classic. I've noticed that Raw and SmackDown haven't been particularly heavy in terms of women's action since the Mae Young Classic rolled around, other than obviously that fantastic women's title match on SmackDown this week. So, maybe there's method to said madness, but this was a very much felt like NXT is a developmental brand, isn't it? It's supposed to be where talent develops before getting called up to the main roster. A lot of times NXT is better. This week, this very much felt like we were watching developmental guys. We had the Eady Brothers versus Street Profits. What do you think of these two tag teams, particularly Street Profits, who obviously seem to be getting the push?
Right, Street Profits, which they're trying to make the new Crime Time. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
Racist.
No, accurate, but...
Yeah, but it is racist. Come on. They're jumping around like basketball players. Like, it's a little bit... It's not racist, but it's race. I think racially insensitive might be a better term. I find it fun, but only to... Yeah, it's stereotyped heavily. And I think there's the guy who looks like LeBron James, who's been around before, and then there's the... Is it Vontae Davis or something like that? I can't remember his name now. Monte, something like that. Excuse me for not getting it right the first time around, guys. Feel free to correct me. I'm just not feeling the gimmicks. I'm not that bothered. But from what I can tell, the other guy, the slightly more muscular and more trim guy, he seems to have a lot more charisma and he seems to have a much better movement around him than, the LeBron lookalike who's been floating around for quite a while, not really doing a great deal in this company.
I know what they're trying to do. They seem to be really popular with the NXT crowd. I don't get it. I don't understand it. If they're popular and they're moving tickets, great. But in terms of actual entertainment value, I'm not seeing it.
NXT has a track record of this, though. Because it's in a small arena, Full Sail, smaller gimmicks or dumber gimmicks. Remember Emma when she was in NXT, the dumb dancing gimmick? That works.
Right.
Because you're in front of a small crowd who feel like they're personally... It's a much more personal crowd. They're involved with the gimmicks more. They're more invested. Same reason people go and watch indie wrestling, because you have a much more vested interest in what you're watching because you're closer to it. It's just a more personal feel. It's like a family kind of affair. Now, when you get up to Raw and SmackDown, 15,000, 16,000 people,
That's not going to work. People are going to boo these guys out of the building because they're going to be like, oh, look, a couple of black guys playing up the stereotypes. And I know this might piss people off, but the reality is I want to see more depth in that. I don't want to see stereotypes of a culture that, frankly, is being misappropriated. It's just a bit right. dumb for me. It just doesn't really click for me. The Eady Brothers, pointless. Two whopping great units, nothing. They're like the Black Bashams, aren't they?
I was thinking more like, you know, New Faces of Pain.
You mean the Authors of Pain?
No, WCW, Ming and the Barbarian.
Oh, dear God, you are going back some, aren't you? Have you been swatting up on the network? How do you know who those two are? You're younger than me.
How I know those two is because, well, they were in the tag team hunt throughout the mid-90s, and that's when I was watching, so.
I didn't realize you were such a WCW mark. Cue the Disco Inferno music.
Disco Fever! Yeah! Disco Fever!
I was on the losing side of the Monday Night Wars, and I fully admit it.
Oh, wow, you're a WCW guy over WWF. This is news to me, guys. I've known Dexter Critchman almost 10 years, and even I don't realize this. Tell us more about your WCW adventures. Who's your favorite wrestler in WCW?
Surprisingly, Perry Saturn.
Perry Saturn. Man. A former mid-carder of the week on Men in Mondays.
Perry Saturn, special shout-out to the Iceman, but other than that, the roster Glacier. Was just... No.
Excuse me, I just pooed. The Iceman, Dean Malenko. Do you remember his music? Dun, dun, dun. It's fucking brilliant. Just this ironic piece of classical music. Fucking superb. I'll tell you what, mate, if you like that, you should check out Ringkampf. They are amazing, the German wrestlers. Utterly awesome. Well, I say German. They're from WXW, which is German Independent Federation. And they're just basically absolute no-nonsense, like commandants. They're hilarious. Absolutely incredible. Like, full-on old-school Eastern European wrestling. You got Walter from Austria. You've got Timothy Thatcher, who was the Evolve champion for so long. He's actually originally from Sacramento, but he's now moved over to Germany to on his craft over there. And they're, like, part of this thing called Ringkampf. And it is just... So they both come down, like, you know, hands clasped behind their back, very upright kind of no-nonsense wrestlers that enjoy chopping and forearming and German suplexing everything.
It's basically Brock Lesnar, but 100% better.
Ooh!
And 100% less steroids.
There you go.
I didn't say steroids. Who mentioned steroids? Jinder Mahal? Shut your mouth. No.
What about Torrance? Anyway.
What's that about Jinder Mahal, the greatest champion ever? I'm sorry, Al, moving on. So yeah, NXT, the main event was obviously something I was going to mark hard for, and that is the guy that I've been screaming at you guys to pay attention to. Pete Dunne. Peter, the United Kingdom champion, defending his belt against Wolfgang. This is in a follow-up to the NXT after TakeOver, where they had the tag team match, and of course, if they won... Pete Dunne tentatively said he would give Wolfgang a title shot. So it was a good match. Pete Dunne obviously comes out on top because there is no way Wolfgang is going to get over him. Not a chance. Wolfgang is very much the developmental guy popping around. Though it was nice to see him in there, especially as one of ICW's homegrown talents. This is punctuated, however, by Adam Cole and the gang, as I like to call them. Heel Nick Payne calls them the Dishonored Three. Or the Dishonored, which I actually thought was really good because it's a play on the fact they're from Ring of Honor. Of course, that's intelligent, which is why WWE have not given them that name. I quite like the Cole and the Gang thing. I think, you know, that's got some legs. I want to see them dancing to Cole and the Gang. I think it would be utterly amazing.
Oh my God. Now, what was the shit-tastic name that they gave him?
Thank you, because we can all agree that these are all better ideas than the Undisputed Era, which is... a shocking name. I'm sorry. Who thought that is lazy shit? I could have pulled that one out of my ass while I'm on the toilet at work. Piss poor. The
you could have pulled a better
era.
One out of your ass.
The Undisputed Era. Seriously? That name is the equivalent of the pieces of crap that you floss between your teeth. What's that shit? That's no, sorry, no. People are going to say it's just a name, but at the end of the day, presentation is everything. And if you're not presenting yourself in a professional and exciting manner, people are going to notice that. Like, the Authors of Pain are great, but if they were called the Giant Reptilian Teddy Bears, people wouldn't pay attention to them, would they?
Right.
It's poor. It's a poor effort at best. So, yeah, they obviously jumped Pete Dunne and Wolfgang. Pete Dunne took a cheap shot, forearmed one of them, and then got beaten out of the ring. And then Wolfgang, who jumped in to help them, he got the shite kicked out of him, got a Shining Wizard. And Pete Dunne thought, fuck it, I'm coming back in to help. And then grabbed his belt and buggered off, because gold is far more important to Peter than anything else, especially friendship. And then we got the little tease of Tyler Bate and Trent Seven coming down to help Wolfgang. So hopefully we're going to get 2/3 of British Storm Style along with Wolfgang. Yeah, six-man action. I want to see Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, and Kyle O'Reilly actually wrestling. Get them in there wrestling, because these are three of the most talented guys in the world. Use them properly. Adam Cole, though, I will say one thing. He's got a presence, hasn't he? When he stands there, he genuinely looks quite terrifying and quite menacing. But he's also a ridiculously good-looking man, so he's going to shift a lot of merch, and the women are going to lose their minds over him. He's just got that cool-as-fuck renegade look to him. People are really going to attach themselves to that, I think. What did you think of NXT this week, mate?
A little bit better than 205 Live, but again, it wasn't... Yeah, of course. But it wasn't a stellar show.
I didn't think it was anywhere near as good.
Do you know
what my problem with NXT is? More often than not, I prefer NXT to 205 Live from a independent wrestling standpoint. And with the UK guys on, you would have thought that would have sealed it for me. But
right,
there was way too much 2 minutes, 3 minutes here and there crap. A lot of adverts, a lot of, hey, here's a quick match. Here's another quick match. Here's another angle. Quick cramming all in. I would have rather had some better spaced out, better pacing on this show. That would have suited me far better, just to have, you know, nice solid match here, a couple of promos here, and then another nice solid match here. 205 Live seems to put itself in the right areas and get the pacing a bit more. It's a bit more on point for me, 205 Live. It just feels a bit more crisper, a bit more professional, and a bit easier to take in. It's also slightly shorter when you take away all the adverts and the bullshit. So, yeah, for me, 205 Live was far superior. Helped in no part by the incredible interaction from Drew Gulak and Breezango, and not to mention a stellar match between Rich Swann and TJP.
I can see that, but I'm still going to give NXT a little better rating just because I loved the Pete Dunne Wolfgang match. I liked it better than I liked it better than the Rich Swann versus TJP match. And I'm a huge mark for TJP.
I think one thing that you're always going to get from Pete Dunne and Wolfgang and the British guys is a much more sense of reality when you watch them wrestle. They're much more physical, much more strong style. Europeans, Brits in general, just, you know, everything's a bit more snug and a bit tighter, if you understand what I mean. Just feels a bit more crisp as opposed to being a little bit more haphazard. But that is the British way. If you watch any top tier British talent on the indies, that's their MO, and I would fucking know better than anyone else, of course, because surprise, I am British, not Australian or New Zealand, as so many people seem to be asking me in the streets. I had a woman come up to me the other day on my delivery and said, oh, you sound like you're from South Africa. No, wait, what? there's a girl at work, she's a nice girl. She's very sweet. Her name's Sarah. And she said to me the other day, where's that accent from? I was like, what accent? She was like, yours. I was like, it's from England, believe it or not. And she sort of laughed and went, no, but obviously you're from somewhere else. Like maybe South Africa or Australia. And I was like, no, I'm actually from England. She's like, oh, you do have this really weird accent. I'm like, no, I do not. You have a weird accent. Shut your mouth. Don't understand this premise I'm getting a lot of this. People listening to the podcast, please tell me if I have a hint of Australian, South African or New Zealand in my voice, because I am getting fed up with people asking me all the time. And my mates have clicked onto this as well, so they're giving me a good ribbing on Facebook about it. Fuck you.
Of course they are.
That's what they do best. But yeah, getting back on topic, I thought 205 Live was a very solid 3.5 genders. 3 genders in the Bollywood boy. I thought NXT was 3 genders, flat. So it wasn't that far behind 205 Live, but that's my ratings. Dexter Kritchman, anything to add before we close things up?
Not anything else. It was kind of short and sweet on this one. There wasn't really too much to elaborate on, and that's a problem.
Yeah, you're just jonesing to get back on Destiny 2, mate. That's all that is.
No, I'm not. It's just, I'm not actually going to be going back on Destiny 2. I'm actually going to be heading out to an OverEndCon meeting, but that's in about a half hour or so. But
yes, you are. So, Dexter Kritchman, getting back on topic before you bore all our listeners to absolute tears. Oh, come on. Nobody wants to hear that. I said, Destiny 2. People are like, I play Destiny 2. And you're like, no, I'm actually going to go out to an OverEndCon. Oh, okay. I'll just go and slip my wrists in a warm bath then, if you don't mind.
Ooh.
That's kind of
lots of dark humor.
To be fair. Lots of dark humor. Right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a Twitter account at the Smart Plug. Follow us because you're sexy and you know you want to. We have loads of updates on there, loads of polls involving the Manic Mondays podcast. And of course, you can get all the links to our latest podcast. There's news, updates, everything you need. It's all at the Smart Plug, or you can go on the Facebook page if you search Smart Plug Podcast. You can like and follow the page and check out updates on there. The good thing about the Facebook page is we upload some match videos and stuff like that to try and get you through your working day. A little bit of a relief, a bit of entertainment there, just to sort of, you know, give you a bit of a distraction, because we know as working people ourselves it can be very tedious at times grinding away at the 9 to 5. So please like and follow that and check it out. You'll also want to like and follow our Facebook page, because with Smart Plug's Pop Vinyl Predictions arriving very soon for No Mercy, we'll be going to be using it to give you guys a little incentive. If you want a little head start in a competition, maybe you want an extra point involved when it comes to your predictions and your final results. Maybe you need a booster. You're going to need to follow the Facebook page. So I'm giving you a heads up, a warning now. If you don't follow it, there's a chance that you might lose the Pop Vinyl Predictions, because you won't have that added advantage. So get on Facebook and follow and like it. So, Dexter Kritchman, you have a Twitter, which I believe is at LDR Jagman, is it not?
It is. It's at LDR Jagman. Surprisingly quiet. Had a couple people follow me, but nothing really of note. Nobody came to attack me, Beast, other than Aaron,
which I
firmly shut down.
All right. Yeah, it's not hard, is it? Let's be honest.
No, it's not hard.
I still hope she says no, by the way.
ow. I mean, oh,
ow yourself,
mean.
You big pussy. Anyway, stop being American. Stop being soft. Be more like us, European and hard. Phrasing. So as I said, Dexter Kritchman's Twitter at LDR Jagman. Give him a follow and give him some shit, because he loves it, really, because he's a whore.
Yeah, come on. So, come on, give me the crap.
You can't even egg people on threateningly, can you?
No, I can't.
You are literally the most non-threatening person I know, and I'm pretty sure I bumped into Pee Wee Herman a couple of times.
Ooh,
Pee Wee Herman joke. Ooh. It's not even a big thing over here. Anyway, moving on. So yeah, at LDR Jagman. And of course, the other hosts have Twitters at Grado87 if you want to chat to Ray Hayes about independent wrestling, and at SteveTheDuke87 if you want to chat to my infamous co-host from part one of Weekend Universe and Dexter's mortal enemy in life. He will obviously be on Twitter. Even he has nice things to say about Dexter Kritchman, so he's obviously been taking hard drugs lately. I'll be having words. So, you got something to say? I heard a sigh.
I got nothing.
I got nothing. You've got nothing.
I've got nothing. Actually, no, I do have something. Thank you.
Spit out then.
Steve. Thank you, Steve, for the slight love. But we're going to get back to business, because God damn it, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I feel sick already. Of course we can't agree. Jesus Christ. Sorry, Steve. Hopefully Steve's listening to this. I don't know if he listens to part 2 of Wicked Universe, because he's not much of a 205 Live NXT guy. But if he is listening, obviously, Steve, you are the premier host, and Dexter is nothing but a footnote in your legacy.
You motherfucker!
Victory tastes good. Now get back in your hole, bitch. And we'll let you out next week for a bit more fucking wrestling nonsense. Now get back in that cage. Get back in there.
Ah!
Just poke him with a stick until he goes back into the NXT and 205 Live cage. We'll let him out next week for more wrestling banter. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to us. This is Chrisman. Thank you very much for joining us. Say goodbye to the listeners, you little prick.
Thank you guys for listening, and stop poking me. Nope. Stop.
Get in there. Get in the fucking cage. Get in there. God damn it. Honestly, shut that fucking door. Make sure he doesn't get out. Make sure you put a padlock on it this time. Goddamn minions. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to us. It has been quite the podcast this week. We hope you've stayed with us long enough to enjoy it all. I have been your host, Mirror's Name, from myself and Dexter Critchman. Thank you very much, and take it easy out there. Be safe, and we will catch you very soon for another podcast from the Smart Plug Network. See you later, guys.
Well, folks, we're all out of time. This is Johnny Gomez saying good fight, good night.